The secret tape of Mitt Romney speaking with wealthy contributors released this week continues to dog the GOP presidential nominee. Here's commentator Playfell Benjamin.
The recently surfaced videotape showing Mitt Romney pouring his heart out to his fellow private equity cronies, a group of avaricious troglodytes that Texas Governor Rick Perry calls vulture capitalists, and a $50,000 plate coffee clutch, confirms my worst suspicions about this soulless poseur who pretends to the most powerful office in the world. Speaking from what passes for his heart, Mitt called almost half of us mooches and revealed a really sinister side to his character. I had already written that he does not have the character to be president, based on his willingness to build a campaign on outright lies that he knows are lies, and that he believes the end will justify the means. This attitude explains why Mitt did some of the scurrilous things he's done. He's a hollow man without a moral core. As a prep school punk, he bullied smaller students to make himself big man on campus. As a businessman, he kicked workers to the curb after fleecing them of their retirement benefits to increase profits for investors. As the governor of Massachusetts, Mitt raised fees at state universities, cut taxes for the rich, and left the roads and bridges in shambles, along with an economy that was 47 of 50 states in job creation. Now he's been caught vilifying the poor for not paying taxes, while he's worth millions, and there are charges from the leader of the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, that Mitt didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. The depth of Mitt Romney's moral depravity is revealed in his attempt to hide the fact that the health care system he instituted as governor is working like a charm in Massachusetts. In fact, is working so well, President Obama hired the same economist from MIT that designed RomneyCare to design Obamacare. But the greatest testimony to Mitt's willingness to do anything to win, regardless of the collateral damage, can be seen in his opportunistic, unprincipled, shameless piggybacking off a national tragedy to gain a political advantage over President Obama. When an embassy officer on the ground in Egypt attempted to calm a growing mob with bloody murder on their minds, explaining the U.S. government did not support the blasphemous attacks on the Prophet Muhammad, which had inflamed the mob, even though the film had been produced in the U.S., Romney immediately released a statement condemning President Obama for sympathizing with terrorists. Aside from the absurdity of the charge, Romney is accusing the president of an impeachable offense. However, the revealing video, a gift that just keeps on giving, we can hear Mitt telling his fellow trolls that he wasn't interested in hearing a plan to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict offered to him by a Middle East expert. But he also said he would use any flare-up in the Middle East to his political advantage. The murder of the U.S. ambassador in Libya by an organized armed force and the storming of the American embassy in Egypt supplied Mitt with the perfect opportunity to launch an attack on President Obama that would call both his competence as commander-in-chief and his loyalty to our nation into question. This is the objective that shaped the communique issued by Romney at the height of the crisis when President Obama was busy trying to save the lives of American diplomats and citizens working to defend American interests all over the Islamic world. Anybody who would do some foul Mitt like that is not only unfit to be president, and the polls show most Americans agree, but like my Uncle Bernie down in Florida would say, that there boy don't even amount to a low-down, dirty, egg-sucking dog. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.